John, you fashion yourself a college football fan.
I do.
As do I, as do many of our listeners. One of the hallmarks of college football is we like to complain about college football. Tale as old as time. No matter what era of the sport, there's always been griping. We want to play college football frozen in time. You pick the era where the game was its best. And we broke it down into four options. The first is pre-BCS.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking late 80s into the 90s, the split era national titles. You can go back further if you'd like, but for the sake of keeping it relatively modern, about 1990 to 1997 is that split title era before the BCS. Then you have the BCS, which is 98 to 2013, where the computers have the power. 2014 to 2023 was the four-team playoff era with five power conferences, kind of an awkward fit. And then we have the current expanded playoff era, 12-team playoff, freeze it now, freeze it then, you tell us. 248-539-9797.
So I think the one common thread between all four of these eras is that there's no perfect system to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still tinkering with it, trying to get to that perfect playoff system. I think this is going to be a very generational answer. I would go back to the pre-BCS. So I would include 80s in this as well, you know, but it's up to 97, not because that was, you know, my time in college football, but it was my time growing up where every bowl game seemed to have some type of importance. And yes, I know that the, you know, whether it was the AP poll, the coaches poll, it, you know, you go back all the way and you've got a number of different ways of crowning a national champion. While it wasn't perfect, I want to go back to the days where January 1st, New Year's Day meant something. And there was important bowl games basically from, you know, noon until you went to bed at night. It was fun. It was exciting. There was history. There was just like, you just felt like that was the peak of the college football season. You didn't have guys opting out because they were meaningless bowl games. You didn't have an imperfect system. It was imperfect, don't get me wrong, where you've got five power conferences, somebody's left out because you've only got four. Mm-hmm. And, you know, four places. And then it was, you know, 12 is too many. Well, okay, it's not too many. We're going to 16. NIL, guys sitting out, the portal. Like, I want to go back to what feels to me like a simpler time.
But I'll be the first to bring it up. You would return to an era where you were not crowned sole champion. You yourself had to split a national title, and that's the era John Jansen would pick, where you don't get a shot to play Nebraska to settle it on the field. That's the era of college football that you would freeze in time?
Yeah. And would I love to have played Nebraska? Sure. Would I still love to play Nebraska? Yeah. Let's grab the pads. Let's grab the helmets. Let's get it settled to this day. That's fine. But it's...
That's my biggest issue with pre-BCS is we had...
But everybody keeps telling me I'm supposed to have a big issue with the split national title.
I would think you would, yes.
That's the way it was set up at the time. We won all our games and we did everything we could. Same thing with Nebraska.
But John,
I don't really particularly have an issue with it. But it doesn't take away from me celebrating that national championship.
No, and I'm not saying they're gonna take your ring away. It's fine. But in every other era we threw out, you would have a chance to be the sole legitimate national title with no arguments and bickering and what ifs and hypotheticals.
Yeah, I get that. And would I love to it for a selfish reason?
Well, you're answering the question. Pick one of the other eras then. It'd be better for you.
No, I don't want to because I like it. And part of it was not just my time playing, but it was my time watching. Growing up, knowing that whether it was Michigan and Washington in the Rose Bowl, or it was insert any Big Ten, or you know, formerly Pac-10, Pac-8, Pac-12 team playing in the Rose Bowl, and maybe that's what I just miss the mystique of what the Rose Bowl used to mean, or all of the other games that were played on January 1, and it's the entire package, not just one part of that package.
why this is a great thought exercise is it forces you to pick what you value, because you can't have it all. We've never had a perfect system in college football. For as much as we bicker about what's happening now and what's going to happen in the future, you realize we've always done this. So I didn't pick the pre-BCS era. I also didn't pick the BCS era because people forget how flawed that system was and how often we'd complain about that. We had a year where LSU and Oklahoma were playing in the national title while number one USC was left out. We had Auburn go undefeated with Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown and not play for the national title in the BCS era. We've had four times in the playoff era where the champ hasn't been one or two, which would suggest in the BCS era, we may have left out one or two worthy champions. Mm-hmm. So I don't pick the BCS era. I also don't pick the four-team playoff because of the awkward fit. It's like I had a puzzle piece from a different puzzle. I got five power conferences for four playoff spots. And it's not just FSU, who went undefeated and didn't get to play. It's the little guy who never had a seat at the table, Central Florida or Western. And you know I don't like sticking up for Western.
Well, I know that you like the gold star for everyone.
No, I like settling it on the field. I like getting the little guy at least a seat at the table. I would freeze it now before we go to 16 teams. I'd freeze it at 12, where conference titles matter. We're not cramming in a fourth, fifth, or a sixth team from the Big Ten or the SEC. I'd freeze it today, warts and all.
The reason I don't like the 14 playoff or the 12 or what is to be the 16 is because we all love debates. We love sports debates. It's what we do, right? It fuels the fire. But I don't like having a playoff committee say these are your top 12 teams, and because there's always going to be a 13, or there's going to be, you know, like should Alabama have been a part of that?
But those debates are lesser.
They're lesser because we all believe that, you know, somebody in the top six or even the top four or even just the top two is going to be what is the eventual national title.
We had the number eight seed win it last year.
Right, but that's because of the weird way that they were seeding things.
It still would have been a team that wasn't one, two, or three.
I want a time where, and this is why you could pick any one of these eras and there's going to be flaws. I want a time where it's not a computer that is spitting out numbers, or it's a playoff committee that is telling you, well, we believe that these are the best teams. Whether it's 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, doesn't matter. I want an era where that is, there's no opinion in it.
John, Greg. The national champion was decided by the opinions of coaches and the opinions of sports writers. Not determining who's 13 or 14 or 12, but who's one, and that's it.
Yeah, your title was decided by writers.
For me, the entire space of college football outweighs that negative of that era, if that makes sense. Because we're picking what we deem to be more important. And I understand the whole concept of the national title. Trust me, I get that.
I think that's the most important thing, is how we determine a champion, not who plays on New Year's Day.
But it's about that's why I think this could be very generational, because my formative years, everything was about New Year's Day. It was about the Big Ten and the Pac-12. It was about these classic matchups in bowl games, and you had not as many bowl games. I don't remember exactly how many there were, but you, let's say there were 20 bowl games. But they all had some sort of significance, some more, some less, because of the programs that were playing in them. But it's the entire picture that was bowl season that was greater to me than what we have now.
Ticket, text, and phone calls, 248-539-9797. I don't understand your love for old bowl games. They were meaningless exhibitions then, and the national titles were voted by sports media. No thank you. Shocking. John picks the era he played. Also, his naivete when he says they are searching for the perfect playoff system is cute. They're only searching for the system that makes the most money.
No, that's right. They're searching for the system that makes the most money.
Multiple people on your side, though. Pre-BCS, I may be getting old, but it was awesome. That was the best era. 45-year-old guy in a car.
Right, and this has nothing to do with me playing. If it was about me playing, then I would want a playoff.
Definitely pre-BCS. At least some of the players were real college students. Getting a scholarship meant something. Bowl games meant something. The debate about national titles was fun. I miss it. We'll get some phone calls, ticket texts in the mix. It's 97.1.